Welcome to the Summit Success audio series. This series is designed to train, teach, and motivate independent Juba distributors in their climb towards success. We trust you will enjoy this presentation.
Please bring up to the stage your master distributor, Jeff Bracken.
I had the great privilege of being on a road trip with Grant, and when we're on road trips, we're usually not in the same country, but we do catch up occasionally. And we had the opportunity to be in mainland China, and Grant and I were invited to go to the World Health Summit, the Innovation Summit, for every continent in the world was represented there. And Grant, our co-founder, CEO, was the keynote speaker. He talked about health trends all over the world, and the most exciting thing for me is we dialogued a little bit on his presentation, but as he started flipping through his slides, I see our flip chart, the Juva welcome page, you know, on the flip chart flops on the screen, and I'm like, this is really good, you know? And then he flips through the page, and all of a sudden, all of our product pages out of our flip chart, the same one I use, you use, come across the screen is what Juva as a company is doing to change the health around the world. And I couldn't help but say, wow, I wish every single Juva distributor was here with me to witness the start of what we know will change the face of this earth as far as health, wealth, and overall wellness. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. And it leads into Juva continues to make changes and do some different things that are out there that help us become better distributors and more effective distributors. So I have a guest here with us tonight, and I'm not going to do his full introduction until he's up here with me. Some of you might have seen a video he did for us that released at our last convention, but Dr. Gordon Pedersen, can you come on up, please?
Thank you. I didn't do anything yet.
Well, they know Dr. Pedersen that we're going to, it's not what we've done yet, but what we're going to do. And hey, guys, I am very, very excited. Grant and I have been talking to Dr. Pedersen for quite some time here, at least since he's done the last video about doing potentially more with Juva. And he's here as a guest tonight to give us some education. But before we get into that education part, you know, Dr., have any of you guys read the books Chicken Soup for the Soul? Yeah. Do you know this is the author of two of them? pretty impressive. But more impressive than that, I've got one of his books here. He's a leading selling author. But on the front here, Dr. Pedersen, I'm just going to read because I don't know what any of this means. So I'm going to have you explain it. But it says, Gordon Pedersen, Ph.D., N.D., F.A.P.W.C.A., F.A.A.R.M., Board Certified Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Those are a lot of initials and things out there. Can you tell us what all that means?
Well, I was trying to learn my alphabet and I have dyslexia. It means that when I started learning, I loved it so much I never stopped. And I learned that a PhD that I have is in drug research. So I have a toxicology PhD. I have a PhD in immunology as well. I also have in traditional clinical medicine, the names that you'd recognize. I'm board certified in anti-aging medicine, anti-aging and regenerative medicine. And then I'm a naturopathic doctor, and many of you ask why, and it's because I started seeing people not getting well from the drugs we were giving them. And then I went backwards in my studies, and I looked at the name toxicology, the highest degree you can get in all of science when it deals with drugs and medicine. And I looked at the word, and I saw ology, that means the study of, toxic. And I says, I spent 4.5 years studying toxic substances and realized we're not getting people well because the medicines are toxic. We've got to get the toxics out. So I went ahead and got a, I'm a physician in naturopathic medicine as well.
Well, I don't know if I call this layman's terms or distributor terms. For me, they kind of are the same, but you're probably the most educated guy talking about products with inside this industry that work, and we're excited to have you here tonight because not only myself, but a lot of these distributors out here want to know a little bit more about some of the things you know a lot about, starting out with an ion energy. We want a little education on an ion energy. Is that fair, everybody? Well, here's an expert. He's got a couple white papers and been in research with this kind of stuff for quite some time. So as distributors, Dr. Pedersen, we end up doing some demos that really get people excited. I can change their balance. I can do everything. And even more than that, I can usually take somebody's pain away. If they'll give me enough time, I can change somebody that's been suffering from these things. What I can't do is tell them how that doggone thing works. Can you maybe give us a long definition and then maybe a... And we brought a whiteboard up here because we saw what you did at the event here. And we would love for these distributors to find out how that the positive and the negative work with the cell structure. So
I jump right in. Is it okay if we get a little scientific for a minute?
Yes.
Know one thing about me, when we get done, I'll always stop and say what this means is, and you'll get a one-sentence summary of everything I teach. Is that okay? So if you don't write everything down or you don't understand it all, at the end we'll get it to where you can. When I talk about ions, I'm going to go very, like 1 minute of chemistry. Is that okay? So hang in there for just a second. In the center of everything that makes up all of us is the atom. And you've got an atom that's got a proton and a neutron. And if they are the core of anything in your body, it can be a mineral, it could be gold, it could be silver. And depending on its weight and energy, it determines what it is. So even though we think things are solid, things are rock hard, they're really just a combination of these energized particles that whirl around and through and up and down that center of nucleus. So you've just got a proton, you've got a neutron, and you've got electrons. In the electron world, we can have positive or negative. Now, these whirl around in different patterns, and more and more and more of them could be coming more and more dense. We call that energy. Everything has a frequency. So you don't have to memorize all these. They're all on that periodic table that they have, a big chart in chemistry, and they've measured them all, and they all know about those. So how does it apply to you and me? The ion. Well, what is an ion? If you have a single charged particle, and that particle really is one half of a battery, because all of us are batteries. Did you know that? We don't have a cord plugged in anymore. We got separated from that. And so we don't walk around with a cord, so we're all batteries. And those batteries work because we're soaked in water. Okay? So when you think about a lithium ion battery, it's got a positive charge and all these collectors for it, and a negative charge, all these collectors for it, and they put it in a fluid. Most often it's an acid base, but we'll get to that in a minute. Anyways, you've got two charges, and we're kind of the same thing. Evidence is I can walk around on this carpet, and I can shake your hand, and we can have a shocking experience, can't we? Zap. Is that zap good or bad? I heard good and I heard bad. You're both right, but we want to find out why. Now, in the rest of the sky, because the Earth is turning and turning and turning at 500 miles an hour, the air that's around it rubs up against it and static is formed, just like I was rubbing my feet. So there's a lightning bolt striking the Earth virtually, 100 of them every second around the world. That is because in a cloud, they separate charges. Clouds float across the earth. Water particles get up in there. Positive goes to the top where it's all getting puffy and white, and the negative charges separate down to the bottom. And when it gets too inflamed, you watch that word, inflammation, and I'm going to apply it to the body in a minute. It gets too puffy from all those positive charges, zap. An electrical discharge takes place from the positive charges. Now, it's the water that makes that division happen. Have you ever put a pan of water on the stove and up comes the bubbles? Where in the heck did those bubbles come from? Did they just appear? H2O means hydrogen and oxygen. That means you're separating the particles and up comes the oxygen. Now think about this for a second. We're all batteries. We're all collecting charges. And when we get an injury or an infection or we get trauma to our body emotionally or any other way, our immune system rushes all of this energy to one spot. And those are ions. They're charged particles. Now, if you want a charged particle that does good for your body, one's positive and one's negative. The negative is good, and that's why you have an anion or a negatively charged particle that's out here all the time. Because we found that all by itself, a positive charged particle makes inflammation. A positive charged makes all of your pain. And you go, wait a minute, all of my pain, all of my inflammation, all the static electricity from lightning in the clouds, those are all positive charges, and I can give you a list of all the bad things that come from that. Negative charge comes into your body, and the reason it's so powerful is because you need to have these two pair up, just like a battery. You got a battery, and they pair up, and they're neutral. But when they get separated off of this or anything else, if you accumulate negative charges, are they going to bind with the positive charges and make neutral inflammation and pain? Yeah. So when somebody says to me, I've got a device and I can roll it on my fingers and my inflammation in my fingers goes down, the redness goes away and I don't hurt anymore, oh, that's just magic, right? No, that's not. Because you're made of water, you're now influencing the water that's around inside your blood, your serum, your muscles, and the water, just like in the clouds, can have separate charges. If you separate and accumulate too many positive charges, what's going to happen? It's going to hurt. And that's where swelling and pain comes from. Roll that negative charge on there, and because you're a battery, your positive and your negative come in contact with each other, and what happens? These charged particles pair up and become neutral and healthy. So why is negative so much better than positive? Because of the earth we live in. We no longer walk in bare feet, touching the earth, which is rotating, and it gives off a negative charge. So we don't have that going for us. Our air is mostly full of positively charged particles from pollution, from pesticides, from cell phones, from waves of every different kind. So if I'm in this air, is there water in this air? Sure. It's humidity and we can measure it. Well, if there's water in this air, that means there's charged particles. With this air and all these water particles, they're separating into positives and negatives. So if I take the magic wand, what do we call this emitter correctly?
An ion emitter.
Ion emitter. So I'm on target with you. If I get your language down, you'll get some of mine, I hope. If I take that magic wand that they think is just skeptically not working, and I rotate it in just a little bit of a circle, I can send a signal through the charged particles in the air. So I can send it to him, or I can send it to anybody else. And because the negative is neutralizing the positives, and the positives are all around us from cell phone radiation and from all this different negative influences, it's neutralizing. And the more this moves, the more it has the ability to penetrate longer, farther, as long as it makes a cylinder I'm going to show you why that matters in your body. And by the way, this that I'm talking about now is not, none of this is just what if. It's all documented. It's all factual. It's all science. I'll tell you when it's my opinion. Right now, it's all science. And if I take a blood vessel and I cut it in half and I look at it, I find a cylinder. And when fluid like blood and water and other things go floating through here, you know how the earth has a motion and it creates an energy around it, right? As the blood's flowing through, all the positive charges accumulate out here on the outside edge. And the fluid starts to divide into charges. And the positive accumulates out here more and more and more and more. And the center actually gets to be about that much. These are all the negatively charged particles. And because they're positive and negative and in a cylinder, it propels the blood through your vessels. So think, have you ever thought to yourself, I have 60,000 miles of blood vessels. Wow. That means if I took this big vessel right here in my hand right now, and I grabbed a hold of it and I pulled it out, and I stretched it all the way around, I could go around the world 3 times with just my blood vessels. Did you realize that's how, you need a plumber, you don't need a doctor, right? Yeah, how does that blood get from one place to another? We have a charge, we have an energy, we have a frequency. These ions, think of them as tiny energy particles. That's it, that's all the more science you have to know about them. These tiny energy particles, when there's a flow of blood and the outside becomes positive and the inside is negative, it's like a gun. And it shoots that blood through there because the heart can't possibly pump all the way around without some help. Now, I use the word gun. You realize there's something in science called an ion gun that shoots ions? Specifically, positively charged ions. It's called a television. Hey, you're starting to go, this is my language. I'm listening to this guy, right? Ion guns are firing on the face of a screen from behind it. They shoot positive ions. Positive ions are hitting the screen that you look at from the backside. All those positive ions are dark. They're the black color you see on your television. And when they put the right amount of negative ions in there, color comes forth from the negative. Black screen comes from the positive. Now, if you go up to your television and you rub your hand across it, what are you going to feel? I heard static. I heard electricity. What else? Shocking. You can you feel it? Does it collect dust? Yeah, so you know what? I'm starting to teach you that ions can be seen. Ion streams, ion guns, all of this can be seen on your television. Now, think of the positive ions as collecting dust, and we don't want them, right? But if you bring a negative ion gun into the situation, it's kind of the same thing you've got going with this emitter. The emitter isn't projecting it nearly as fast and as far and as much. But when those negative ions come in contact with positive ions, you can get a neutralization of the negative effects of a positive ion. It's this simple. People have a benefit from across the room. You've seen, you guys are all really great at doing this. You've done strength and energy. What's happening to your body is because of the fluids in it, because of the negative ions that are coming in, these particles of energy are neutralizing all of what you've accumulated that's bad from the world. Your environment is poisonous. Your environment has radio waves, has microwaves, has all these different kind of waves all the time. And your body accumulates them, and you store them, and you swell. How many of you have ever gone to a baseball game or some event and you've sat so long and you had too many diet sodas? I know none of you drink those, but you drink the diet soda and you go, my feet are swollen. How come? Well, it's because you're sitting and the blood's been pinched off and it can't come up, but it's also because You're accumulating all the positive charges, and all of the positive charges are causing a swelling. And you're saying to your immune system, we're foreign, send more swelling. And so you've got a positive charge accumulation. In minimum, you've got that throughout your body. Some people can have that in their brain. They can have it in your heart. You can have it in your liver. So along comes this negative charge, and it's just balancing out what's wrong in your environment. So does it make you stronger? Like he said, I've seen people get stronger. It doesn't make your muscles stronger. It takes away the accumulation of the negative effects of your environment. Am I okay with that statement?
Absolutely.
How would you say that if you were to say that in one sentence? By taking away the negative effects of your environment, you're allowing your body to be more all it could be. How would you say that?
I can bench press 330.
Wow.
With the emitter and without, I can't.
Wow. Wow. And the reason why is... you're being the best you can possibly be. You have been created in a way that you can neutralize poisons, that you can neutralize disease, that you can eliminate all these problems. But we're living in a world that we're overwhelmed with so many positive charges that it's nice to have a little additional negative. And pain is all positive charges. And inflammation is all positively charged. And that's why you can roll this little emitter across your fingers and in 1 minute go, holy cow, I have better range of motion. I have a stronger grip. Why stronger? Because you've taken away all the swelling and pain. So with that in mind, we're not actually making you stronger. We're letting you be all you can possibly be. So what does that mean? Most of your day you're walking around 20% deprived of your best you can possibly be, and it accumulates and it accumulates through the air, through our water. What do we put in our water? Chlorine, bromine, fluorine. Are those all poisons? Yeah, they wouldn't even let you put them in anything if it wasn't in our water. And why do they put them in there? I know. You're getting a kick out of that fluorine story, huh? I know, that's on a lot of bad lists, right? You know, chlorine. Anyways, they use it to kill bugs, but it won't kill humans, right? Okay, well, anyway, you've got all these positive charges and you need a little help from the world. So in short, if I summarize what's going on here, positively charged ions are responsible for inflammation and pain. They can be seen on your television, and that's why the doctors say, don't let it mess up your eyesight, because you're absorbing all of those positive charges. Along comes your negative charge, and you're basically balancing two energies, a positive and a negative, into a way that helps your body. Because you really are electromagnetic. You're a battery. Your energy is very important. So if you have a lot of these wonderful energy pieces called ions, you have endless energy. And when you sleep at night, why do you feel so great in the morning when you wake up? A lot of your negatives and positives line up, neutralize, and you can get up in the morning without having all these free positive ions damaging you. In summary, how I would say it, the emitter gives to your body what it needs to make it more balanced so you can be the best you are intended to be. In scientific terms, ions are very important energy particles that are instrumental in transferring energy to every cell in your body. And they do so through the fluid or water. So when I shoot this through the air, it's because of the water that's in the air that allows the emitter to travel from here to the back of the room. And if you make a little swirl with it, you separate or make a column, and that charge can be sent to somebody. Just like in your veins and arteries, you can send that to somebody. If people say it's all magic and you can't see it, it can't be out there, a great explanation is the clouds divide the water particles to positive and negative charged ions until it can't handle it anymore and then emits a very explosive electrical discharge. Some people in human terms would call that a seizure. Some people might call that, you've had those, ouch, what was that in my, you've just accumulated enough positive charges they have to discharge. Now, I've talked way too much for what I probably should, and you're going to keep me on track, right?
Absolutely.
I knew that. Okay, let me ask you, did you understand what I'm saying? Can you tell me in one sentence what it means now? It allows you to be the best you can be. Bravo.
Balances out what's wrong with your body.
One more time.
Balances out what's wrong with your body.
No pain. Yeah. Now, does it make you stronger than you were before?
No.
So we're not making any claims. We're making a statement of fact. We're in an environment of too many positive charges. We're bringing a few more negatives because we walk around in rubber shoes on carpet all day, and we used to get all of that from walking around on bare feet on the soil of the earth. That negative charge from the earth isn't coming to us, so we're taking a frequency almost identical to that of the earth's and giving it to our body. It knows how to use it for benefits in every body system. Advice.
Let me real quick, I want to get this so these distributors can see this. We've all heard about other products or stuff that looks like ours, right? We had one sent in from Maine, actually. These guys bought this at a mall because the sales guy said, oh yeah, this is the highest charge, an ion thing you can actually buy. And here it is right here. I'm going to have you guys help me on the front row. We've got a Juva one right here with our Juva logo. We got some tape on this one so we don't give it to any of you guys on mistake. Art loaned this to me. I've got our anion tester. And what I'm going to do is put this down here, hit start, and it's going to measure the anions there. And I'm going to have you guys help me, and then I'll show the rest of you here the differences between those. And then, Dr. Petters, I'd like you to tell me why it would be important to have a Juva emitter versus one of the others. 24 anions. So it has 24 anions out there. Now what I'm going to do is reset this, and we're going to do the Juva emitter now. 1,600. Say that number again.
1,670.
Now, once again, we say we're 2,000 because you've got to double that number. Because that's one side. So when Grant says you're getting 2,000 anions per linear inch, this one you're getting over 3,000 anions per linear inch. And our competitor, who said we sell them cheaper than Juva, I think there's $100 he paid for this emitter. But how much did he pay per anion? A heck of a lot more than we did, right? Now, Dr. Petterson, by the way, all of your emitters have been certified. You will have more than 2,000. They don't send them out. Art and the staff there do a great job making sure every emitter that Juva sends out is certified. But so you guys know, the highest we found is under 100. One thing that Grant and Frankie have done is given us the best products that are out there that I'm aware of. And you know what? I happened to be in the office one day, and Grant and Art invited me in, and he was talking about, how do we improve this? How do we make this better? So it's not like we're waiting for somebody to come up and figure out. We're going to be the ones to figure that out. We're on the forefront of that. But Dr. Petterson, why would it be important to have the anion count of a Juva emitter versus one of these knockoff emitters that is fell in comparison?
Well, I would say, why do we have different frequencies or statements of fuel? You want to be running on regular, or do you want to have jet fuel? And that's the basic idea here is, if you've got more ions coming to your body, you have the ability to neutralize more of the positive charged. I have a device that measures that. It's OSHA approved. It's from the EPA. I can measure what's in the air. I've done it many times. And the average person is getting hit by one of those charges 10,000 times every hour. Oh, good, right? So if you do the math here, we can say, wow, we need to neutralize that. If you're only getting 20 or 16 or whatever the competitor says it is, you're just not going to get your job done nearly as well. Now, if I can add one more thing to this, how many of you found somebody that says, it just doesn't work for me? Okay, I was waiting for you to ask that question, but since the time was running down.
It was coming up.
Okay, I'll wait. Would you like to ask that?
Will you please answer that?
Okay. My friends tell me that in medicine, that laughter's the best medicine. So if you want to laugh at me or with me, I'm fine with that, all right? Now, I've written on the board here 1 to 14. pH. Do you know what pH stands for? Mm-hmm. It's just the measurement of how acidic or how alkaline water or fluid or anything is. And neutral is right in this area here. In fact, our human body, they say, is about 7.35. So just for the sake of why these ions work and don't work in some people and not in others, if I'm pointing a negative charge at him and he doesn't seem to feel it in any way, shape, or form, it could be because his body fluids, some people say 70%, some say 90%, most of our body is water. I'll go with that number. Is that okay? We don't want to argue with that number. Most of our body is water. Now, if my body's water is acidic, it moves down on the pH scale in this direction here, down towards the sixes and fives. And eventually we get so acidic that our body doesn't do very well. If a body is alkaline, it does very well with the frequency of your emitter. And here's why. Alkaline water is negative charges. Acidic is positive. If you learn that simple process, you go, maybe the person who doesn't have a benefit is just too acidic to let the benefits show through because they've got so much other stuff it's fighting through. How would you say that in normal layman terms?
You're sick.
Wow, think about that. Yes, there was a question. Do I dare? Okay, I'm not going to go there. Okay, so with this in mind, do you see how this might be really important to have a water device that's transferring energy into the water so when you drink it, you can become more and more acidic. Now, I can go into a whole lecture on water. I'm not going to right now, but does that make a really great link to more products that you've got? I'm not here necessarily to just point out products. I want to leave you with a philosophy. And the philosophy is this world is filled with positively charged ions that aren't good for us. And the reason is we're not connected to the earth like we used to be. And because of that, a negative charged ion can balance us out so we can once again be the best we can be. And water is the transport system for all of this to work. The water in the air, the water particles anywhere in, on, around your body can have an influence. And the more you get alkaline, the more it's negatively charged, the more it gets acidic, the more it's positively charged. I kind of like using both the water and the device together. And if I was thinking like a scientist for a minute, wouldn't it be interesting to take 100 people and actually test them and they say, I don't feel anything, I'm not getting any benefit at all, and give them a drink of about a quart of what? Alkaline water. And where would they get that from, do you think?
Their Juva distributor.
And then 30 minutes later, see if the device worked better. What do you think about that idea? Hey, that's a great idea coming back.
Let me switch you a little bit. Well, first of all, you kind of hit on some of our other products. Is it fair to say when you looked at all the Juva products, you were pretty impressed with the start that Grant and Frankie have put on the table? Is that a fair statement?
Help us as Juva distributors with EMFs. We all know our cell phones have them. We know every electronic device. You mentioned you've got a reader for EMFs. Take everybody through, what is an EMF? Why is it harmful for us? And why is it important to be protected? Because I believe this little thing ought to be on every electronic device in the world. So wow. Help me out there.
How many agree with me? How many skeptics are out there? You don't dare raise your hand, but I know you're there. I spent 2 or 3 years before I was a convert to this. And let me draw a little bit of why that means. Tiny little waves, you can barely see them, but boy, they have a high frequency. High frequencies can penetrate through tiny particles, even skin or even brain tissue. So I had a partner who I loved dearly, and he was a terrific man. And he made so much money in network marketing, and I'd go stay at his house in Seattle. His check was around $258,000 a month. So he was a really terrific distributor. And he got one of those first cell phones, you know, the big brick one? He got one of those. Why? Because he's in network marketing. He's got to talk, talk, talk. Then he got the first cell phone that was the iPhone 1 or whatever. And I started paying attention to how much time he spent on the phone and how much his head would hurt. So I put on my medical doctor cap and I started looking at him. And every time he talked on the cell phone, his ear would get red. And I thought, oh, it's just because he was rubbing it. Then I go to medical conferences and they would say, these microwaves that are being used by the cell phones are cooking tissue. I went, oh, come on, that can't be. The same microwaves that cook in your microwave oven are being used to send signals over those telephones from hundreds of miles away. Wait a minute, are you telling me that I could cook myself by a cell phone? Well, pause, let's go back to my great friend whose ear would get red and hot every time he talked on the phone. He developed a little bitty tumor right behind his ear. It was in his brain. It eventually, 9 months later, killed him. So here's the time I get to talk to the doctors about what really is the issue. Where did that come from? How did that occur? Could it be that a cell phone caused that? Oh, we can't possibly say that. There's too much money in the cell phone world. Yes, was the answer. And several scientific papers have been published to document that those original phones had such a constant current all the time of microwave activity that they were literally cooking tissue. So, you know why they went to iPhone 2? So instead of having this current, this high frequency, go all the time, what happened was they went in and says, well, if we break it up and send a signal that's like that and give it a pause every once in a while, it won't be as dangerous. And they were right. Still wasn't good enough. Still complaints. Still earache. Still hurt. Still burning tissue. iPhone 3, 4, 5, all of them came along. So every time they changed the phone, they broke up that ultra-high frequency microwave into a smaller, shorter, less and less and less of a signal. So the signal go like this instead of just a constant. That was a really bad illustration.
It actually worked.
That was rotten.
It actually worked for me. I got it.
Did it work for you guys? And you? Okay, so off we go to cutting this up and shortening this up. And then you remember this. You'll like this then if you're an Android fan. The iPhone 5 kept dropping off calls, dropping off calls, dropping off calls. We got to get rid of it. We got to get iPhone 6. Do you know why it was dropping off calls? Because they made pauses in there that were too big in that microwave signal because they knew they were going to get sued if everybody found out it was causing this brain damage. And if you want facts on that, all you have to do is go to the cell phone manual that they hand out at whichever company you want, you'll see a disclaimer about 20 pages long. It documents all of this. And they know if they didn't break up this cell phone signal a little bit more. Well, now they're to a place where you don't drop calls very much, but they've broken it up. Imagine if you had a small electromagnetic device that constantly put out just a little bit of a wavelength, and it was exactly the opposite wavelength of this, and so you could get neutralization of this from the exact opposite direction. That's what you've got with this disc. Now, that was a long way to go, wasn't it?
Hey, I get it now. For the first time, I get it.
So here's this wavelength that's coming at you, and it's your microwave oven, and it's ready to cook your brain. And you're going, I don't know any different. But the signal is picked up at the antenna. Each phone has a different placement for the antenna. That's where the dangerous part is. So the antenna is the hot spot on the phone. So if you put this disc near the antenna, and your owner's manual will tell you where the antenna is, you're actually going to do two things. You're going to make reception a little more difficult. That's how you know it's working. So if you move it away from the antenna a little bit, you're going to still get your reception, but you're going to block a lot of the waves coming towards you. And there's nothing more than a wave going in this direction meets a wave going in this direction. You've seen it in the ocean. The two hit and neutralize each other out. So that's why this disc is powerful. That's why it's great. It isn't total blocking of the danger. But I know this. If you reduce the damage of a microwave by 10%, you reduce its negative effects by 100-fold. Interested? Yeah, that's a good toy. I can go on, but I know we have time issues.
No, fantastic. Does that help everybody out on this product here? Dr. Pedersen, I liked you a lot because I realized you were a distributor at one time, felt we had a lot more in common than just somebody who went to a lot of education and wanted to talk to us. Because like these distributors, you've been in living rooms.
I have.
You've done presentations. But help these guys out. You put yourself through medical school making money as a distributor. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, it's a very good portion of everything I did. So somebody came to my living room and drew a lot of circles. In those days, you drew a lot of circles, and this is how much. And I got soap and necessities, and I put them in the dormitories at the school I went to. And each dormitory was the dormitory for the freshman class, and they never had cars, so I had a captive audience. And so every month, I just needed $300 to make it through. And I made it all the way through school without one debt, without one loan, without one piece of any debt whatsoever because... And now you know why I just kept going.
you also took it farther than that. You were a master distributor of a company that didn't have the values that Grant has put into place here, so you kind of had a shorter run at that you wish you wouldn't have. Is that fair enough?
Yes. Is it okay if I say names, or should I just talk about them?
I'll probably leave it alone on names.
Okay. Okay, so yes, I was the top distributor in a network marketing company that I left. That last one I talked about, went to another one. It got to be $258 million a year company, and I was the lead distributor.
I got one question.
Okay.
Good question for you. I think so. You're the professional for making my enter. And I think so it's for everyone because we involved in this marketing and we like to know. My question is, the alkaline water is good if you're drinking with your food or we need to wait for drinking that kind of water for him has a chance for the acid in the stomach working with the food.
I think I understand what you mean, and what I heard you say is, if I'm taking alkaline water and I'm putting it into my stomach, isn't my stomach going to take the alkaline and neutralize it with the acids? And the answer is yes, but not all. So let me tell you why that is. If you're pouring alkaline water into your body, two things happen. First of all, you hold it in your mouth for a second. You absorb in your mouth through amylase and other enzymes the ability to absorb in your mouth straight to your bloodstream fluids that are alkaline. You're going to get a little bit of that absorbed that way. When it hits your stomach's job is to put a constant flow of normal 7.3 pH into your body. But some people have produced the ability to put acid out like crazy. Alkaline water is going to go in there, and all the negative charges of the alkaline water hit the stomach and help make them positive. The body then, instead of being 7.6, down in the acidic level of maybe 6.9, it can come up and actually over time, not in one dose, but over time, you can start to produce a long-term homeostasis. That means your body's normal ability to sustain a normal pH. So it's a long-term benefit that can bring your body's ability to come up. And the reason why? Again, you're influencing your body from its surroundings of too many positive charges, and being nervous and being anxiety-ridden and being stressed out for any reason makes your stomach produce positive charges. One more step that says when you get totally balanced, you can be the best you can be. Alkaline water helps in all those ways. And I have some more answers to that for the next video. That was good, huh?
That was perfect. That's perfect. Grant, could you grab a mic and join us on stage up here, please? Is Grant's way making his way up here, guys? Dr. Pedersen needs to know a lot about Juva. He talked about how great the top position was in Juva, but we know we've done some different things in Juva that aren't in other network marketing companies. And Grant will confirm this, but there's been at least 3 weeks in Juva where Denise and I haven't been the highest paid. Meaning that it's the first that I've seen that's truly fair, and whoever builds the biggest organization will be able to get the biggest check. The other unique thing is, because of Summit, the leadership is whoever builds that. So the benefit of those leadership abilities and skills will come from the majority of the leaders in the group, and that's done by building an organization. So once again, Grant and Frankie have created something just a little bit different. But hey, everybody, let's give Grant a round of applause, everybody. I know Grant doesn't appreciate it, but I do.
Thank you. I'm among friends. Dr. Pedersen, thank you. That's wonderful.
My pleasure.
What we've seen from you. One of the commitments we made early on to all of you as distributors is that we would be a perpetual motion company, in the sense that we would be forever improving wherever we could in our products, our compensation plan, our tools and materials, and I am so pleased with the direction that Summit is taking all of us. We have been looking for a long time for someone like Dr. Pedersen. We've been fortunate that we have had champions, independent researchers for many of our products, who of their own volition have become enthused about what our products have done and have dedicated their research and time to do that. The most beloved of all of them, of course, is Dr. Gary Booth, and we're grateful to Dr. Booth for his passion around Galaxy. The challenge that we've had is that we have a unique collection of products when taken as a whole. They really address very broad-based human health trends. And it was of that that I spoke in China, and Jeff gave me too much credit. There were many other fine speakers on that program. We have tried the best products for distributors will always be those that have broad needs. When we speak of alkaline water, we're not talking about just men or just women or just adults or just children. We're not talking about someone who has a particular condition. We're talking about the challenges of the world environment in which we all find ourselves. When we talk about the need for the benefits of our anion emitter to reduce pain and to push back against the positive ions so that we can be who God made us really to be. That's a global trend. I don't know how long you want me to take here. Give me just a second.
No, I know where you're going. You're good.
On the stage with me in Shanghai, as part of this program, they had a professor visiting from Taiwan who was asked to come and speak about the pollution challenges in China, particularly in Beijing. As many of you know, Beijing has huge pollution problems, and he went through all these horribles about Beijing. And then this was my favorite part of the whole program. He then presented his recommendations for the Chinese, and the very first one was to emigrate to Taiwan or Canada. It was his way of saying it is a serious and nearly intractable problem. Juva offers a potential solution in a small way. On our website, we say we're transforming the lives of individuals a family at a time. We're trying to provide them products that make a meaningful difference in people's lives across a broad spectrum. But where do we find an individual who can help us simply, intelligently, but simply articulate those benefits? And that's where I think Dr. Pedersen is so fantastic. We have been so impressed with him that we've been twisting his arm for some time, and I'm pleased to be here tonight to announce that he is joining the Juva team full time.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sure he appreciates that. We warned him that we would make a rock star out of him in Juva. We don't know whether he's going to become Dr. Juva or Dr. Gordon Juva Pedersen, or we don't. But we'll work out all those details. But we'd like you to know that you have a resource at your disposal with questions. You will hear from him frequently when we meet in gatherings like this. We expect that he will probably, if we impose on him, lend his advice to a column in our regular summit newsletter that goes out. Not because we want you to become Dr. Pedersen's, but because we want you to not have to be Dr. Pedersen's. We want you to understand the simple way of communicating complex solutions to a very complex and challenging health and environment in which we all live. Dr. Pedersen, welcome to the Juva family.
Thank
you. Great to have you on board.
Thank you.
Let me try and translate what I think that means to distributors. No offense, Grant.
I thought I did that.
As we're out there in the meeting, doing a meeting or talking with somebody, and they say, okay, explain to me how that works. I saw you writing these down, and I said, I wish I could tell them to stop, but I don't want to ruin this here later. But wouldn't it be great to dial up and say, let Dr. Pedersen tell you how that works in 2 minutes? Well, how does that cation shield actually work? How is it actually doing that? You know what? I don't know, but let me have Dr. Pedersen tell you why and dial that up. I keep telling Denise, and Denise and I talk about this all the time, but I said, it just keeps getting better. It just keeps getting better. And Dr. Pedersen's a huge part of that, and his goal is to get us launched and help us on this momentum run that we've been running for. And I'm a firm believer with his launch on here, 2016 is going to be a blow-away year. We will start having him on our Saturday calls, maybe just a portion of our Saturday calls to give you a little product tip and things. But you that came to the seminar heard it first. It hasn't been announced. It wasn't finished this morning at 9, or we'd have told you at 9 o'clock this morning as a company. But like I said, Grant and Frankie have been so focused on giving us what we need as distributors to move forward. And Dr. Pedersen,
I believe there's not a doctor in this industry that holds a candle to you from your experience as a distributor, your passion for this industry, your number of degrees you have out there, and his ability to connect with distributors, and that's why he's with Juvis. So let's give him a big round, everybody.
The information contained on this audio is intended for educational purposes only. It does not constitute medical advice, nor is it a substitute for medical advice. Juva products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should consult a physician regarding medical diagnosis or treatment. Any statements regarding Juva products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. This audio or any portion of this audio may not be reproduced, duplicated, copied, sold, resold, or otherwise used for any commercial purpose that is not expressly authorized by Juva and or Summit Success. Except as specifically provided herein, Juva and or Summit Success does not grant any direct or implied rights under any patents, copyrights, trademarks, trade secrets, or other intellectual or industrial property rights. All rights are reserved.